This is Ruth Greenblatt recording the January 2017 UCSF Senate Executive Council Report. Item 1, Academic Council. During the holidays, the Council has been active submitting an agreement with the proposal for a 2.5% increase in UC tuition for students with family income above $165,000. The Council also urged the Regents to reject any policy that fixes the percentage of non-resident undergraduates or to condition such a limit on the availability of a budget adequate to support UC's goals of access, affordability, and quality. The Council also endorsed the UC principles in support of undocumented members of the UC community, which will be posted on our new Senate website shortly. Note also that Council has requested a second system-wide review of the proposed revisions to APM Policy Sections 278 and 210-6, which govern the Health Sciences Clinical Professor Series and the merit review criteria for the series. The first review of the revised APM sections concluded that the definition of the series and review criteria were not specific enough. The reviewers reported that the 2005 versions of these policies provided the flexibility and authority to define creative productivity without adding the examples that were provided in the revised versions, which were seen to be problematic. These specific examples included activities that were considered more of a teaching nature than creative work by some reviewers. The recommendation was to change the new language from research and/or creative activity to scholarly or creative activity. New comments on these APM revisions are due on March 1st. Item 2, the 95% rule reports are coming out from our task force, and after our question of the month, we will discuss this at our meeting. It's an important and a really challenging issue. Item 3, new sexual violence and sexual harassment policy. The new policy increases information given to complainants and creates a tight timeline for determination of whether UC policies are violated and to the imposition of any indicated discipline, and this requires new procedures. Complaints are investigated by the Title IX office at each campus. If a policy violation is found to have occurred, the finding is sent to the chancellor or the vice provost for academic affairs, and then it will be referred to a group of expert faculty peers who will recommend discipline. The chancellor will take the recommendation and then make a determination of discipline. The faculty member can then appeal the discipline, including if it's termination, to P&T or via administrative pathways. The new policy further heightens campus awareness of this problem, for which Chancellor Hawgood has articulated the goal of zero incidents. That's all in this fairly short first of year report. We will see you on Thursday. Looking forward to a great discussion of 95% rule and other issues.